Flashing for a Trumpian reprieve. There was some election rigging with some Russians up a sleeve. But Dems, they did some digging, two more meddling going round. And now they're out to make sure that the walls ain't come down. There's a meeting in the Congress, they're talking of impeach. One side says, yes, let's do it. To the other, it's a reach. But the other side brought nothing but debunked conspiracies. Goodness me, could this be a Trumpian disease? The president feels justified in talking to the folks, refusing to be quieted and saying it's no joke. His phone call, it was perfect, no ulterior design. He wasn't trying to get help for this new election time. But there's panic for the elephants, these donkeys all are nuts. The oft-repeated tired spin will tell you what is what. That the problem that persists with the Dems all of the time is in fighting against great leaders, Trumpian design. State news pundit sure down with perpetuating lies. Even Moscow Tucker claims he'd be okay with Russian ties, of rooting them to victory if that need be the case, of condemning old Ukraine to help Trumpy, who's his ace. And Trumpy's lackey lapdogs are now picking up the pace of lies needed protecting for the Senate. Do they race with a better able set the circus? Trumpy so inclines to make a victim's case and prove his Trumpian design. Now, William the Lobar declared there's no crimes to be seen here. He's the president, you know. He's above law, never fear. Now, he hired me to be his hatchet gun and yes man shill to protect from prosecution while I drink this orange swill. So I openly investigate investigators then, prove wacky 4chan theories of disloyal deep state men. So I can come back with a predetermined breaking news release that will prove out the correctness of a Trumpian disease. D.C., where they're in the muck of a swamp that ain't been drained, just deeper and run amok. With all his jailhouse friends, most found under a bus, but there's still some who are waiting to hear a pardon's fuss. While his bloodbound GOP, who he's got upon their knees, say yes sir, no sir, of course sir, anything that you please. We'll protect you, oh great leader, from the dreaded Dem blue sleeves. We'll throw up smoke and mirrors for you on your Trump trapeze. They'll point out they're the enemy to keep folks mute and blind, that they should be afraid of Dems and all those of their kind. They speak of socialism and the evils of the trees, but you're the Gaucho's new messiah. Heaven gave you keys. Meanwhile, God just throws his hands, exasperation real. He can't believe what is unfolding, just what is the deal? A party selling country out while building a lie shrine to their new monarchs, Trumpian design. Yeah, that's it. The Trumpian design. Hey, producer guy, yeah, you. Can we get the sound of, you know, tanks and a flyover here or something? Hey, the sound of boots, too. Tall ones, really hard heels. Boots doing some marching. Yup, crowd noise, good idea. Get some crowd noise. Big crowd noise, though, okay? Then, maybe throw in some of the best words from some of the best speeches by any president ever. This is gonna be great.
He goes by DJ and CJ. He said, call me either one.
And has instead given unelected regulators and regulators, we will arrive at a peace
they sacrifice every day for the furniture and future of their children.
Authority and authoritarian powers. Our hope is a word and world of proud, independent nations.
When you talk about the great sailors and the great sailors of the world, we have them. But what stranded sailor doesn't feel relief?
Tolerance for human struggling and human smuggling